a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
As we continue to look for ways to support our family in Israel, I am hopeful that this Parsha story can be a part of that by helping us grow our Torah learning and how we treat each other. Rabbi Yamin Goldsmith shared this story with me. Please meet the king. The king's name is Aleppo, and the king is soon going to be celebrating his 60th birthday. King Aleppo rules over many, many cities. King Aleppo asked the mayor of each city to coordinate the gift that their city would send in honor of his 60th birthday. Aleppo had a messenger named Rufus, and Rufus's job was to go back to each village and thank them for the gift. The gift started to come in to King Aleppo, and Rufus started going to the cities to say thank you. One city made King Aleppo a chair made out of twigs. That was so lame. That was not a good gift in his eyes. He didn't even send Rufus as an emissary to say thank you. He hated that gift. Another city gave him a chariot.
Oh, yeah.
The chariot was decorated with diamonds and with other precious stones.
Yeah!
And what was really unusual about this chariot for the king was that it had a soda machine on it.
Whoa!
So that if King Aleppo would ever get thirsty while he was in his chariot, he could pick Coke, Sprite, orange, right there in the chariot. And on the other side of the chariot, right under the diamonds, there was a sushi maker. And all King Aleppo had to do was press one button for the rice, one button for the nori, another button for the salmon. If he wanted salmon, or if he wanted it to be a California roll, he could press the button for the avocado or sweet potato or celery, and it rolled it right up for him. Wow, did he love that gift he sent Rufus right away? He said, please tell them, thank you so much for sending me that gift. Another city presented the king with a grand painting. It was very large. It could cover his entire dining room wall. And it was a painting of King Aleppo.
Wow.
Aleppo thought quite a bit of himself. So the painting made him quite happy, especially since when you touched the mouth, it started singing happy birthday. And when you touched the eyes would blink open and closed. Wow, the king was so excited about the chariot and about the painting of him that he decided that he wanted to start visiting some of these cities. And so he went with Rufus, and he stopped first at the city that made that chariot with the soda machine and the sushi maker. And to his surprise and to his chagrin, when he arrived in the city, nobody even looked up. Nobody even knew anything about this king and his birthday happening. They knew he was their king, but they didn't even know that he was celebrating his birthday or that he received a gift. You see, they had four engineers work on the chariot and was just sent on behalf of the city to the king. That was a little disappointing for King Aleppo. And so he said, I'm going to go to my second favorite city, the second favorite gift that I got, that painting of me. where if you touch the mouth, it opens and sings happy birthday to me, and the eyes blink. And the same thing happened. King Aleppo gets to the village. Nobody lifts their eyes or notices anything. When he got there and people saw him, they said, "Hello, Your Majesty." And he said, did you know that it was my birthday? "No, we didn't. Oh, happy birthday." Thanks. Is there a surprise party here that's going to start soon for me? No, but we really wish you a very happy birthday. They didn't know anything about it because one artist was in charge of that fancy painting. King Aleppo was feeling so deflated, and instead of feeling happy on his birthday, he was feeling sad, 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 and even a little mad. Well, King Aleppo decided to go to that village that he didn't even say thank you to them because he really thought the gift was so bad, that chair that was made out of twigs. But he decided his day was going so badly. Maybe he would go back to that city. Who knows? Maybe it would either be not such a great visit, but he knew that it couldn't be much worse than his other visits that he made. And so he got to the city. And as soon as he entered, everybody started coming out and singing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, we love you.
They were singing happy birthday to the king. Wow. In this village, everybody knew that it was Aleppo's birthday. They sang happy birthday with hearts filled with joy.
Whoa!
King Aleppo was a little surprised. Worst gift, best attention. Worst gift, best song. Worst gift, best audience participation. He said to a few of the people, "Thank you, thank you. How did you know that it was my birthday?" "How did we know? When we made that gift for you, King Aleppo, Your Majesty, every single person in our village was asked to contribute. Everybody went to their yard and they took a twig from their yard, from their property, and their hearts were fully in the gift. Did you like it? Did you like the chair?" Aleppo said, "Now I like it so much. It's my favorite gift of all." King Aleppo didn't need a chair made out of twigs, but it made the people feel so good and so dedicated that King Aleppo liked that gift best of all. And in this week's Parsha Teruma, when Hashem instructs us to build the Mishkan, is it for Hashem? Hashem does not need a Mishkan. The Torah instructs us to contribute gold and silver and our talents because it's what's good for us. It's not what Hashem needs. And that's why, interestingly, the Torah doesn't say, "Please give." The Torah says, "Take." In the Torah, Hashem instructs Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael, "V'yikchu li truma me'et kol ish." Take for me a teruma. It says take instead of give. When we give, when we contribute of ourselves, when we give tzedakah, when we share our talents, we are gaining. And that lesson that we learn from this week's Parsha, to take our talents, to take our material goods, to share whatever we can, to contribute whatever we can, will help us grow and become even better people. And I hope that our efforts to do so will serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat Shalom.